All right, folks, we are at the end. Do we have some sort of closing thoughts? Maybe we could pick some favorites. Like, what are you guys leaning towards? Is the songs that you, if you had to pick a couple songs to listen to again, what would they be?
I always liked when Newfangled Trolleys came up.
I was just going to say, I think I mentioned this before as we were kind of talking through them individually, but my favorites were the Stacking Theory song and the Third Cat song. I think those were kind of the top of my list.
Yeah, for me, it's Bucket Hat Bobby, Jim of Seattle. I think I would also add Stacking Theory. Are there any songs that you want to give another listen to? Like, after hearing all of our conversations about these songs, do you feel like that you may have misjudged some or maybe want to go back and take a closer look at some others?
No, I'm right with everything I
Yeah.
said. No errors.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't really give the proper attention to a couple of these, you know, which I didn't really realize until we got to discussing them, and I don't have any notes, so I was just like, oh, what song is this? So I need to go back and, you know, listen to a couple of those again.
Yeah,
But
just submit an MP3 with your edited comments and we'll just clip them in. I'm sorry, there's a 0% chance
that'll
I'm going to do
happen.
that. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
I may go back and listen to the Cave Dwellers tune again. I feel like we were close to sussing out really what Ricochet had to do with the song, and there may be some sort of deeper meaning in there that we could maybe find. I came away from that song thinking I didn't quite get it, so maybe I'd go back and listen to that one a few more times.
It's too bad that there's no sort of platform there for them to, provide an explanation, a bio, if you will.
Yeah. That's okay.
We'll never know. Yeah.
Would you like to hear more songs about fantasy novels or science fiction novels?
I really, so like one of my favorite genres is like post-apocalyptic, or actually apocalyptic. I like apocalyptic a little bit better than the post-apocalyptic. You know, I really love post-apocalyptic science fiction. So things like Phlebia's song about the nuclear holocaust, I mean, content-wise appeal to me. So I'm not against, you know, heavily science fiction kind of things, but I think there are a lot of ways to go wrong in terms of approaching those just stylistically.
I'm going to suggest that when Jerkatorium did sci-fi songs that we had the right approach
As
as always.
always.
But what I'm saying is that like we had a very specific, very short scenario. We didn't try to encapsulate a novel. We didn't have any arc. It was just a guy and a girl are navigating and they look at each other when they're supposed to be looking at their instruments and they hit an asteroid and
They all die.
the thing explodes and they all die. That is
A
not
touching love story.
yeah, that could happen in 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and then that's it. And also like the gore.
Captive of Gore, I think we summarized in one song, which is a terrible, awful
Exactly. He's
book.
yeah, but the whole thing is someone's captured and he's a sex slave on Gore or whatever,
And he
and
likes it.
that's it. Exactly. That's the whole story.
Because it
So
made him
there's
feel like
no
a
character
man.
arc.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, exactly. So anyhow, yeah, I think the problem is when they're trying to put too much in and trying to go with something that you can't immediately kind of recognize and follow. That's the problem that we had with Jocko Homomorphism.
Timothy Patrick Kinkle.
And yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to put Brian Gray in that list because we don't have the whole
Yeah,
story yet.
looking forward to more of that. Although with our current ban on musicals, I don't think we'll hear any more of that nonsense.
That's right. Plugs, thanks, shout outs, plugs.
Got nothing going on.
We've got David
Oh
Bowie.
yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, this will be out before the 30th, right?
Yes.
So yeah, all the hundreds of people in Madison, Wisconsin listening to this, if you want to come to the High Noon Saloon on October 30th, you know, come see me do some David Bowie and some cranberries. But
Yay.
otherwise, yeah. Just things that you mentioned earlier.
That's right. Miscellaneous owl, vowel sounds, crown shy,
Gentle
gentle
Brontosaurus.
brontosaurus, all on the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Bandcamps and the SoundClouds and everywhere else. So, yeah.